Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Shout out to Prophetess Deanna Morris and Pastor Marcel Morris. Today's show is dedicated to them both, and I hope they're doing fine on today on this hot, sunny day. We did get a little bit cool when the rain came in, but I just want to welcome all my listeners and a big shout out to everyone that's tuning in. Wherever you are right now, tuning in, I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for joining us. This morning we had bestseller author Christian Davis that came in and sat down with us, and we talked about her children's book. Don't forget to visit her Facebook page and go to buy her books. Go to the website and purchase the children's books. They have a lot of activities for children in the books. And don't forget, for you all moms that homeschool, you can also use her books as a curriculum in introducing to any of your lessons for, I say, anywhere between grades 1 through grades 3. So we have a very special guest that time out of her evening coming and joining us on this evening, Ambassador Tyra Johnson. I wanted to say hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing great. We are so excited to have you here on this evening when you could be sitting out on the beach having fun in the sand and enjoying the ocean view. But you took the time off to come and join us on this evening. I'm excited, and I know my listeners are excited too.
Awesome. I am so honored to be a guest on your show. I'm actually at my godson's wedding and ran out. I said I got something else to do. So here we are. I am so excited, and thank you for the opportunity.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So we're going to get straight to the book. The first thing I want to ask you, Ambassador Tyra, what inspired you to write your book?
What inspired me back in 2015, in December, I was unctioned by the Holy Spirit to do a 21-day fast. And I also have a prophetic intercession prayer line that I do. And a lot of the people from the prayer line joined me. And during that fast, this 21 days of greatness was actually birthed out of that fast. So and just having the desire and the drive to really get people to understand about the greatness that lies within them.
Wow, wow. And so we understand that the name of your book is 21 Days to Greatness.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Wow, that's an awesome book. That's an awesome book. Thinking back to when you first started writing and when God first took you into on the fast, 21 days of fast, was there anything particular while in the process of fasting and then in the process of writing your book, is there anything particular that stood out that God had taught you while you were writing the book? And once you, you know, had the words on paper and you had the book in your hand and you began to read it yourself, I know a lot of authors tell me that they don't read none of their work because they just don't. But I know some that do. I'm not sure if you did read any of your work, but is there anything that God has showed you in the midst of writing your book?
He did. One of the things that stood out to me and that is still pertinent to me today is about being intentional about your greatness. Being intentional means that God says, you know, aim on where your greatness is going. Set your own GPS system and make sure that it has the proper locality to where you're going. And the only way to do that is to be intentional about what God has said about your life, about your greatness that he placed on the inside of each and every one of us. So that was the thing that stood out to me, was about being intentional about what God has given to me.
Amen, amen. Well, so in the process of you writing your book, have you experienced any challenges along the way in writing a book? And have you ever experienced writer's block? What were some of the things that you experienced in writing?
I believe I've been experiencing writer's block for several years because it has been prophesied and spoken that I would write several books. So, but it took a lot of pushing past my own paradigms, those old paradigms that and interruptions of fears and doubts and insecurities and uncertainties and those things that tell you that you're incapable and who will read what you write. You have to be able to push past all of that to get to the greatest you.
Amen, amen, amen. So in your book, what is the message that you're trying to get to readers?
The message that I'm conveying out to each reader is that it's designed to help us understand that, listen, it's like Socrates said, let him who would move the world first move himself. And a lot of times we never move ourselves, but we're trying to move things around us. But we never operate out of our own greatness. We kind of sit, you know, on the pews or on our jobs or in our homes, and we never really start mobilizing. Well, what happens is people see your movement, and when they see your movement, then it gives them a desire to move as well. So when we start mobilizing and impacting with our dream that lies in the crevices of our soul, then it begins to stir other people to start moving. And that's my thing, is to get people to tap into the greatest them that ever lived, because God said, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. And a lot of times we spend more time worrying about the world and what has happened in our past and what someone didn't do, but we never put that attention on the greatness that lies within us. And if we can get ourselves to start mobilizing, if we can understand the greatness that God placed on the inside of us, then not only do we start mobilizing and impacting, but we also get other people to move and to make an impact on others' lives as well.
Amen, amen, amen. So what is your specific writing style? Because I know a lot of authors, they have a unique writing style that they use. What is your specific writing style?
I do not have a particular writing style. I write by way of Holy Spirit. Whatever Holy Spirit tells me to write, that's what I write. So I don't necessarily know, because this is my first book. I don't know that I have embarked upon a writing style. I'm writing according to what I believe God is saying to me for the nation in this season.
Amen, amen. If you had to choose, which writer would you consider a mentor?
Oh, I probably have several of them. Paulo Coelho is one of my favorite books, The Alchemist. So I really, 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 really like his style. I like what he's conveying out. Also, William Ury is another one. He wrote Getting to Yes with Yourself. So those are two awesome writers that I do look at. Also, the late Miles Monroe. I started reading his books years ago. But those are some of the authors that have encouraged me to get this book out over the years.
Amen. Amen. Are there any new authors out there besides the ones that you mentioned that have grasped your interest or has inspired you to, you know, as you go work on your next project, they may have inspired you to write anything new?
Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey is one that has inspired me. Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success. He has definitely inspired me to write and write from a place of honesty. of surety.
So who designed your book cover?
I'm not sure who the designer is, but Julia Ralston, Ralston's publisher, is published my book, and they did the cover and everything.
Okay. Because I know I heard you say that a lot of people have prophesied to you that you were going to write a lot of books and different things like that. And
yes, ma'am.
And then the Holy Spirit came along, and then he prompted your spirit to do the 21-Day Fast, which birthed out the 21 Days to Greatness book. Do you recall how your interest in writing first started? Like, did it start before God sent everyone to speak that word, or it was an instantaneously thing?
I believe that the desire was already placed on the inside of me to write. I can recall even being a young girl saying that I wanted to write books. So I believe that it was already birthed in me, and God sent prophets to remind me of what he had already placed on the inside of me and to open up or to reopen the desire that I had from a young girl.
Amen, amen. So besides the Bible, because we know the Bible should be our number one favorite book.
Absolutely.
But besides the Bible, I always told people, besides the Bible, everybody said, well, the Bible,
yes.
No, not another one, that's another one. Well, besides
yes.
the Bible, what is the one of your favorite books?
The Alchemist.
Okay.
What is that book about? He's basically he took his story, and he's basically talking about the greatness that's on the inside of you. He's talking about that there was a bursting that was on the inside, and that no matter how many struggles and obstacles come up against you, if you stay with the tenacity to push forward, then your dream has to unravel itself right before you. But you can't give up. You got to really stay the course. And he talks about how it was already breeded in us by they say the universe, but the universe belongs to God. So he said it was already birthed on the inside, and all we have to do is really go after it, and that there are going to be obstacles. But look, don't let the obstacles take you down. Don't let the obstacles hinder where you're aimed for. Set your goal. Know your aim, and pie guy, strike the mark, hit the bullseye, and get your destiny done.
So I heard you mention Miles Monroe and some of the other authors and the book that you just mentioned. Out of all of them, who is your favorite author? And what is it that really strikes you about their work?
I would have to say probably Miles Monroe, the late Miles Monroe, is probably my favorite. And what excites me about his writing is that I first started following him based off of leadership, reading his leadership books and learning the flow of leadership through the Word of God. And that's what I believe makes him my favorite author, is that not only is he telling us how to lead or telling us what the big idea is, but he's giving us biblical scriptures to lead you and to give you instructions on how to get there.
Okay. And I also know that you are also on Periscope as well.
I am. I'm on Periscope every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. in the morning, empowering people to be the greatest them that ever lived.
So tell me a little bit about the other side of Ambassador Tara, the side, not the writer side, but the side that empowers people, the side that motivates people, the side that pushes people to tap into their potential. Tell me about that side of Ambassador Tara.
But that side right there, let me first say I'm a Texas girl that loves the Lord and all that He has placed within me, you know. And on that side right there, there is just in doing all of this, God is also back in I think it was like 2011 maybe or 2010 that God also optioned me to be a life coach, and I'm a life certified advanced coach, and that alone in itself gives me a drive with the spirit that resides on the inside of me to just push people forward. I feel like in the body of Christ, we've told everybody what they couldn't do and what they weren't able to do and what sin was, but no one was saying, listen, this is what you can do, and this is who mm-hmm. you really are, and this is mm-hmm. what you can achieve by knowing the mm-hmm. identity of who you are. And I believe that that's just the core. I truly believe that that's why I was created, is to push people past their interrupted places into the greatest thing that ever lived.
So as Ambassador Tyra, what is it, who is your mentor? Where did you get your inspiration from? Where did you get your motivation from?
I get, first of all, I get my most motivation from God, from Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. That leads and guides me, that is the head of my life. I also have a great, awesome husband, Apostle Garcia R. Johnson, that pushes me mm-hmm. forward into that next realm that God has for me. I say he's my greatest supporter. I also in going to be a life coach, one of the things they teach you is that you need a life coach. So one of the people mm-hmm. that has really inspired my life as well is, I call her Master D, Danielle Winningham, out of Houston, Texas. And she's inspired me greatly, along with my husband and, of course, with God.
Amen, amen, amen. So when you first published your first book, this is your first book, what is it, how does it feel? Like the enthusiasm, how did you feel seeing your book like finally out of you? You know, because it was in on the inside of you, but you finally got it out of you. You put it on paper, published, you know, hold it in your hand. How did it make you feel on the inside?
It made me feel phenomenal to push out this book. Because what I often tell people is as we grow up, there are a lot of paradigms that are built. Paradigms are models, and they come from either environment. They come from upbringing, from your parents, from school, from different avenues your paradigms come from. And some of those paradigms are old paradigms, but I teach them that once you, like I had some old paradigms that were hindering me from writing the book. But once you kill one paradigm, once you kill that paradigm is killed forever. So now that that paradigm has been killed and it has been severed and it has been abolished, then look, the book comes out. The greatness comes out.
Wow.
Who God created you to be, it's out now. Now you got to kill another paradigm
mm-hmm.
and do some more
mm-hmm.
greater.
Mm-hmm. So what are your next, are you working on any other projects?
I am working on other projects. I have a book release vision party coming up July the 23rd. Yes, yes, yes. And that's a vision party book release because we have 7 months left that we can do, still tap into our greatness for 2016. We don't want 2016 to go out without us embarking upon everything that God has for us. So on July the 23rd, I'm going to have a book release vision party that I'm excited about. Also, there is another book that is brewing on the inside of me. I'm excited about it. Yes, 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 I'm excited about it. So those are some things that's in place.
So do you have any book tours planned for the new book that's out? Any, because I know a lot of people, they do virtual book tours and then they do the actual book tour. Do you have any book signings that's coming up?
The only book signing is going to be at the book release vision party, but I'm going to have to get on that. But I do not have anything assigned at this time.
Okay. So when you release your book, how does your family feel? Like, what was the reaction from your family? Like, what was the reaction from your husband, everyone else that's around you that's in your inner circle?
Well, my husband, because he was like my personal editor, he'll tell you he read the book 10 times already. But he's excited, and when the book came, he was like, this is my book to keep. He doesn't want me to touch his book, so I'm excited about that. My children, that one lived in California and one lived in Chicago, and they've all purchased the books, and they're reading, and they're just, and my grandbabies, everybody's celebrating me, so I'm excited about that.
Wow.
I'm truly excited about it.
I'm excited for you because I know how it feels to be a first-time author when I published my first book and I got it in my hand. I was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe it, Lord. I finally did it.
Yes.
I finally did it.
Yes,
and then,
yes,
you know,
yes,
to move on to the next thing, and then you go and you're like, oh, my gosh, I did this. I did this. You know, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling.
Yes. And my mother, she's just
feeling.
Excited to read her. I'm sorry. My mother's just really excited to see her name in the book. Yeah, she was that excited. Mm-hmm.
That's something that you can, you know, you've been cherished for a lifetime, especially, you know, knowing that God is giving you the gift of writing, and then he uses you to put the pen to the paper. I call it the pen to the paper. And I always tell the story to a lot of authors that I have come on. I say it's almost if like when you get in a zone and you write, it's like the angels stand around you and they have all these big old baskets, and you know how tall angels are. And it's almost as if you have to reach up into the basket and take out words and phrases and pronunciations and it's like everything else around you is you just totally blocked from the outside world. It's like God just put that force field around you, and your phone could be ringing, you don't hear it. People could be calling you in the next room, you don't hear it because you're so in tune to the Holy Spirit. And with the angels saying, okay, here, use this word. Put this word over here. Here, use this sentence right here. And you just, it's a good feeling. It's, I call it the zone.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There was one
feeling.
Other event that I didn't tell you about that I have coming up. I have a 21 Days to Greatness course that starts July the 5th.
How can people get, if they want to sign up, we'll come back to that. But I want to ask you another question. What advice would you have to give to those women? Because I know there's a lot of women out there that are listening, and even myself, that God has given us the gift of writing. And don't pay that voice no mind. But God has given us the gift of writing. What encouragement can you give to those women? What empowerment that you can give them if it's like one word that they can take and run with it?
Believe.
Okay. Okay.
My one word would be belief. Because if you don't believe in the ability to do, then it's hard to ever really tap your greatness. If you don't believe in the identity that God has given you, then it's hard for you to mobilize in it effectively. So I would say, and the scripture says, he told Mary, he said, all I said was to believe, and if you believe, you see my glory. You see the weight of my glory. You see my abode. So I would say believe.
Wow, believe. Believe. that's inspiring. That's really encouraging because it makes you feel like, okay, I believe, but I have to believe in myself at the same time too.
And it's believing. The scripture says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So the belief is that, hey, God has put a work on the inside of you, and that you believe that he's able to use you to bring it forth. Believe.
That's inspiring. That's inspiring. So you're an author, you're a woman of God, you're an encourager, you're a motivator, you're an inspiration, you're a mom, you're a wife, you're a sister, you're a mentor, a cult life coach, and then there's you.
And then there's me. Just a little old country girl out of Texas that loves the Lord. That loves being a wife, loves being a mother, loves being an abuela, loves serving God's people and empowering them to be the greatest them that ever lived. I just love it.
Wow. That is awesome. That is awesome. I'm speechless right now. Speechless right now. Do you have anything specific that you would like to say to the readers of your book?
The thing that I would say to every reader that reads is that read with an open mind to move the greatness that's on the inside of you. Move with an open mind to see who God really called you to be. Move with an open mind that you can believe and you can envision the greatness that's on the inside of you. Because if you start envisioning and you start believing and you start moving, then things begin to become intentional in your life, and you start tapping into your kingdom assignment, and you start meditating upon God and being able to not only pray in your now, but mobilize in your now. Because the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, now confidence, now assurance, now reliance, now trust in the God that you serve. If you trust in God and you start mobilizing and you start being intentional, God is a prevailing God. There is a prevailing purpose for the greatness that he created you for. There is. And if you start mobilizing in the greatest you that ever lived, it'll show up. It has to. It'll show up.
Amen. Do you see writing as a career in the future?
I do. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So you're working on other projects, you're working on other writings, and this is your first book and first-time author. We're going to say,
Yes.
I say congratulations on your first published work.
Many more to come.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
That's so awesome. That is so awesome. And I know we're on short borrowed time because we don't want to hold you up from the gathering up with your family and want to keep you from the festivities. But is this any? Can you let our listeners know how to get in contact with you, where to find you on Periscope, if someone needs to order your book, if they wanted to come to the event that's coming up, how can they get in contact with you?
AmberTJ.com, AM.com is my website. I'm also all over Facebook, Ambassador Tyra Johnson. Also, 21 Days to Greatness just launched its own Facebook page, so you can locate it there to purchase the book or sign up for the course. Again, AmberTJ.com. You can also purchase the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Okay. Your Periscope, because I know a lot of people are on Periscope. If somebody wants to watch you on Periscope.
Yes, ma'am. They can put in Tyra Johnson and or Amber TJ, and I'll come up.
Okay. And what days are you on Periscope?
I'm on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday mornings at 8:30 a.m. in the morning.
Okay. You heard it, guys. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. Ambassador Tyra Johnson, Jonah on Periscope now.
Yes,
and let me tell y'all, she be encouraging us sisters because we need
it. Yes,
and I'm going to need it.
I would love to have more spoke warriors. I have spoke warriors on Periscope. Yes.
So, before we leave and before we tune out, we're going to leave, but we're not tuning out completely. I like to have fun on my show, Tyra.
Okay.
I like to laugh. So if I sound like a little bit silliness, because I don't like to bore my listeners, so I like to keep a little silliness going a little every now and then. But I got a joke for you. What is it, like a riddle? Let's see if anyone can solve it. Let's see if you can solve it, Ambassador Tyra. Ambassador Tyra, you stand in line at the train station. No, let's not do the train station. Let's do the airport. So your husband is going to New York, and the woman behind you is going to Chicago. Where would you be going?
I'm going to New York with my man.
It's a joke, Ambassador. It's a riddle, Ambassador Tyra.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. We know you're going to New York with him.
I'm going to New York with my man. Where I'm going, Miss Derry, where I'm going.
Okay, where would you be going, Ambassador Tyra?
He's going to New York. The lady behind him going to Chicago.
Yeah.
Texas?
You don't get it.
No.
Okay. This is a riddle that I had read a long time ago in the children's book. So your husband going to New York, the lady behind you going to Chicago, everybody's standing in line at the airport, everybody's going somewhere, but it's just y'all three. So you in the middle, you're not going anywhere, you're not moving. Get it?
Okay. I'm standing still.
That's a little. I know some people say, Sherita, that is so corny.
Sherita, that is so corny. Like, really? I'm like, I'm going with my man.
I was trying to find the best little scenario because I want to keep us laughing. They said laughter is good for the soul.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And laughter lets out a lot of endorphins in your brain. So if you all have ever seen a picture of when you laugh and how it relates to your brain and what it releases, so laughter is so good, y'all. Even at a corny joke, whatever, it's good to laugh and say, oh, my gosh, no, they did not just say that.
That it is. You're absolutely right. It has a lot of, endorphins has a lot to do with you being very happy. You need that adrenaline.
Yes, it is. So as we tune out, and do you have any closing remarks that you would like to give to our listeners?
The closing remarks that I would give is tap into that inner you like never before. This is 2016 is the year of expansion. So everything that we touch ought to start just expanding and blowing up and opening up for us. So, you know, as we're walking out our lives, walk it out intentional enough that you will hit the bullseye, you'll strike the mark, and you'll walk into the greatest you that has ever lived.
Wow. Wow. So, Ambassador Tyra Johnson, we thank you for joining us on this evening, taking the time out, stepping away from your family just for a minute or two to join us, talk about your new book, 21 Days of Greatness. You heard how to get in contact with her, how to order the book, how to join her on Periscope. I don't think you mentioned about the event, about the book.
There is June the 5th, I will start doing 21 Days to Greatness course. It will be 21 days and $1 a day. And I'm going to meet the impactors on a line at 7 a.m. every morning for those that sign up and just empower them. There will also be recordings that will be sent for those that may not be able to do it right off. But I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing and about empowering and pushing people to their greatness.
Amen, amen. So I just thank you all listeners for joining me and Ambassador Tyra on this evening. I had fun tonight, y'all. I had fun this morning, too, with my other guests. But I had fun, too, tonight with Ambassador Tyra. Talking about sharing and encouraging and empowering. And then, you know, this morning we got some education. They would say edumacation. That's what Ms. Brown would say, edumacation. So we got some edumacation on this morning. And we learned some things on this morning about reading is fundamental. And tonight we got some empowerment. Y'all got a little bit of taste of Ambassador Tyra's encouragement. So y'all got to head over to Periscope when she's on in the morning now at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Get out of the bed, even if you're in the bed, put your Periscope on and just get some encouragement and some motivation that will start your day off, ladies. I think 7 more months we have in this year.
Yeah.
We don't know what God is up to. We don't know what God is going to do. We don't know. He could be getting ready to knock at somebody's door right about now. So better be ready.
Yes, yes.
Better be ready. Because don't know what he's about to drop in your lap now. He's about to turn. Situation's about to turn around. So don't. Back to the tower at 8 o'clock, y'all. 8 o'clock. Encouragement, because when I go over there, it really does encourage me. I wanted to let you know, Ambassador Tyra, when I do get a chance to get on Periscope, your messages and your empowerment, and it just really encourages me to get my day started and to tap into some other areas in my life that I know that God has placed on the inside of me.
Thank you so much.
And I thank you. And like I said, today's show, I felt led to dedicate tonight's show to my very special friend, Prophet Deanna Morris.
Woo!
Hope you're feeling better.
Hope you're feeling
better. Pastor Marcel Morris. And we just ask everybody to continue to keep her lifted up in prayer. And don't worry the woman of God, y'all. Just text her and let her know you're praying for her. You know, I just want to put it up. But I thank you, Ambassador Tyra, for stopping past.
And thank Deanna
Yes, and Deanna, Prophet Deanna, I hope you're listening. And I want to say
Deanna,
hi.
Thank you.
And thank you to Prophet Deanna for getting me connected with Ambassador Tyra and some other people as well to bring them on. And we have another special guest coming up in, I think, July the 9th, all the way from Canada. I can't think of her name right now, but she's all the way from Canada, and she'll be coming, sharing about her new release book. She's a first-time author as well, and she also has a woman's talk show that airs on one of the stations up in Canada. So she's going to share about that show and some other things that's taking place in her life, great things that she's doing in Canada for the women. I'm excited.